Hi, I'm Haley.
And I'm Miranda.
And we're the Newport Beach Babes.
Welcome to the OC, bitch.
We're here today to talk to you about season one, episode seven, The Escape.
I wrote The Rescue for some reason. Weird.
Oh, that's the next one.
Oh, okay. The Hulu synopsis for The Escape.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, Marissa, Seth, and Summer drive to Tijuana, Mexico, where Marissa makes a potentially fatal decision.
Sandy
entertains a job offer.
Ooh.
Jimmy draws Kirsten into a compromising position.
That is accurate.
They're getting so much more.
They're getting more detail because it used to be like one sentence and now that was four.
Yeah. Technically one sentence.
It could have been four sentences.
Absolutely. I agree. It's crazy.
So we start in the Cohen kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And Seth is trying to convince Ryan
to go to Mexico. Yeah.
He's like, I've got a good alibi. I go to Comic-Con every year. I go to this Comic-Con every year, mm-hmm. which I imagine is supposed to be San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah. He says the last weekend before school.
That's great. The problem is Comic-Con happens in June.
Oh.
Yeah. It's usually June or July. But,
so then maybe
I mean,
it's not that one.
Maybe it's not that one. It's just like they just say Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's changed in the last 15 years. I just
know,
being who I am, that I know when Comic-Con is.
No, that's great.
Because I would love to go one year. Every single year, I'm like, I'm going next year. And then every year,
and then
I
never do it.
I go to C2E2 here in Chicago.
If I had money to do it, I just don't have. Like, I kind of care about it, but I don't care
expensive.
Enough to spend the money.
Oh, yeah. Like, you have to get a hotel. Yeah. You got to fly out there. You got to get the passes, which always sell out.
Yeah.
C2E2 is fun. It's, like, not as on a grand scale.
Right.
I'm looking forward to the Star Wars convention this year. Maybe Seth Cohen or Marissa Cooper can give me a ride there.
Perhaps.
Still salty about that. It's fine.
Yeah.
Ryan doesn't want to go because he thinks this is just going to be trouble. And also, he's trying to avoid Marissa.
I love that when he's like, well, I want to go because I want to know what happens there because what happens in Mexico stays in Mexico. Ryan says, what happens in Mexico? He goes, I don't know because it stays there.
In Mexico, yeah.
That's why we have to go.
Apparently this is like a rite of passage for the harbor school students to go to TJ for the weekend, which is like a weird rite of passage. Like if it was like a senior trip.
Yeah.
I would get it, but I mean, again, we don't know what year they are.
Right.
We have not discussed this yet.
Sophomores,
I believe they are juniors. But
I will say, as someone who has gone to Mexico, which I mentioned later,
I have not.
But I went to Cabo San Lucas because of the Laguna Beach kids.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I went and they were filming season two, so I like, ran into some of them there. But that's besides the point. Technically, the drinking age is 18, but literally, if you look like a semi-adult human,
they don't care.
See,
that was what I was going to bring that up.
Around, and people were like, we don't give a fuck.
Oh my God.
So you could be easily 15, 16 and go down
there.
So if it's drivable, it's apparently 3.5 hours.
It is, yeah. It's super close.
Like, they can just pop over there, have some illegal/legal fun.
Newport is close. It's like in between L.A. and San Diego, if I'm...
I don't remember.
It might be closer to San Diego.
It might be more north.
I spent a lot of time in San Diego as a kid. It's closer to L.A. Newport is closer to L.A. than it is San Diego.
Yeah.
But yeah, San Diego and Tijuana are like next door neighbors, and San Diego is 3 hours away from L.A. So it makes sense that this would be like a little... like an easy drive down.
It apparently says it's 1 hour and 44 minutes, Google Maps says. So I don't know what route they're taking that it's 3.5 hours.
Well, Summer does say that he drives
like an old woman.
Like an old woman, yeah.
That's true.
My main question about them going, well, first of all, that all the other parents besides the Coens
know that they're going.
They're totally fine with it.
Yeah. Jimmy's like, oh, right.
Oh,
like,
right. Tijuana.
Palm Springs or Palm Beach, whichever one is in California because the other one's in Florida.
Palm Springs.
Yeah. So he's like, oh, there. And then she's like, and I was like, oh, God, like she lied to him. Mm-hmm. I forgot. I completely forgot. And then he's like, oh, no, just kidding. It's
Tijuana. His mind's like all strewn about.
I'm very aware
about
that you do these stupid things.
My question is, does Ryan have a passport? Because don't you have to show your passport at the board?
Oh. No, you don't need to.
I haven't been to Mexico, and I, like, am dying to go.
Well, here's the other thing is,
but
it's potentially changed since, like, now with the Patriot Act and
because
stuff.
Everything is garbage.
Right. But at the time that I went.
Which was, what year was this?
That I went? Mm-hmm. 2005.
Okay.
It was my
senior year spring break. Yeah.
So 2005, we flew, but flying or driving to either Canada or Mexico, you just needed a birth certificate.
Oh.
Because it's a neighboring country, so there was like, like camaraderie there. essentially.
Right. Well, not anymore.
Yeah. Now it's very different. You have to at least have a passport card.
Okay.
But I don't know when that changed.
I feel like, yeah, I have not been to Mexico yet. I would love to. I am Mexican. I would like to go to Mexico. I just had that question because I was like, huh, like, would they let Ryan? But I guess if it's...
No, yeah.
And also, when they get to TJ, it's such a just like a set, just like a backlot WB, like Mexican town, you know, like... Mm-hmm. Anyway...
Yeah. Anyway, so
they decide that that's what they're. Ryan gives up and is
like, fine. He's like, fine. I guess, yeah. And then they're inside talking about, like, when are you going to leave for your trip? And he's like, I don't know, Ryan. When are we going to leave? And he goes, tomorrow.
Right.
Seth says, don't you mean mañana?
Don't sue us. Okay. So Sandy has an interview at a private law firm.
Yep. With poor woman's Kirsten Bell, aka Bonnie Somerville.
Oh, I don't.
Aka Rachel.
Where do I know her from, like,
Bonnie
elsewhere?
Somerville?
Yeah.
She is also a singer. She was on the Garden State soundtrack.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's where I recognize
her. And
her
name. She dated Zach Braff.
That makes sense as well. Well, they're talking about the interview. You know, Kirsten is kind of like, oh, they try to get you all the time.
Every year. And he's like, I go for the free meal.
And Ryan is like, but you're still going to be a private. I mean, a public defender, right? Like, he actually,
so
the way
concerned.
He says that is, like, kind of sweet because, obviously, like, because he was a PD, like, he changed Ryan's life.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that it means a lot to him. But it was I liked that line reading a lot.
Totally.
But he is going to take the interview, of course. And I wrote, that's what they call a callback.
I wrote that, too.
In Comedy
Ryan.
I don't remember what it was for, but I remember laughing at it. So it was funny, I guess, something Seth said.
I thought I would remember it, but I didn't.
Me, too. And I watched this, like, this morning.
Yep.
Summer and Marissa are, you know, next door in the Cooper household. Yep. And they're just painting their toenails, as girls do. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about how they did it. Marissa and Luke.
And
sex.
How less than stellar it was.
Yeah. I mean, they're 16, 17. I'm sure it was not fine. I mean, everybody's first time is not going to be
Summer's
magical.
And Summer's kind of bonding and implying that she, you know, she knows how she feels.
Yeah. She's like, it hurt a little bit. Right. Like, it's totally awkward.
She's trying to be relatable.
Like, don't worry. Like, the next time is, like, so much better.
Yeah.
You just got to get back up on that horse.
You got to
giddy up. But she's like, Summer, my dad's home.
Yeah. That's amazing.
He's downstairs.
I love it.
In his office, not yelling, but having a tense conversation with an apartment building because he was supposed to move in to an apartment.
Yep.
And he
did not.
Did not because it was not ready
it's
yet
not ready
or something.
Stuff. I don't know.
He's having to move out because what he wants to do, and this is so cruel. I'm jumping a little bit ahead because we hear about this. He tells Kirsten later.
Yep.
But basically, because of the divorce, he is moving out while everyone's out of town, so that when the girls get back,
they just don't have a dad.
They just don't have a fucking dad. It's
a really
so
great plan.
Awful. It's so awful.
He said they come back, they're gone, and then we tell them.
And so Marissa,
it's a terrible plan.
Marissa's kind of like, maybe I'll stay.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I'll.
My dad seems a little sad and weird. Like, I think I should stay.
So she like goes and talks to him for a second, and that's when he thinks it's Palm Springs, but it's not. It's Tijuana.
Yeah,
and he asks Summer, he's like, oh, Luke's a great kid. Isn't Luke a great kid, Summer? And Summer's like, sure. Like, you know, she's like, what the fuck?
Perfect.
So she goes to Luke's house and they're like, you know.
More potential sex number two is going to happen.
Yes. But then she's like, I should stay with my dad.
He's like, you're thinking about your dad right now?
Oh, shut
like,
the
yeah,
fuck
yeah, because she's a fucking feeling human being. Jesus.
Yeah. The fact
that he's going to move, I just have to ruminate on this for a second.
No, it's fine.
He's gonna move when no one's around. Like, I'm a babysitter / nanny.
Yes.
And that's a big thing, is you don't just abandon your child. Like, even if your kid is gonna cry when you leave them with me, you need to be like, we're leaving, goodbye, we love you, we'll be home later, mommy always comes home.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. It's like emotional intelligence 101, is
it's
that you
rough.
Need to let your people know that you're gonna come back for them. Jimmy's dumb. Jimmy's so dumb. This
Jimmy's
is another
dumb.
Reason why Marissa is set up to fail in
yes.
life.
And the shots of them making out are way too close. They
it's
were like,
gross.
I hate the way that they shoot
it's not
people
good.
Making out on the show.
Yep.
I wonder,
is it always like that, though? Because I wonder,
I don't know.
I'm weirdly curious if it's like that, if it has to be a specific technique because she's a minor interacting with adults on the show.
Isn't she 18 here at this point?
I don't think so, but maybe. I don't
maybe.
Know. I was just wondering if it changes. I want to pay attention if it like ever changes the
style. Yeah, we should keep an eye on that.
Or if it's just like a network TV thing.
It
you know
really
what I mean?
Bothered me.
Yeah.
So she decides she's going to stay. She doesn't want to, like, you know.
Yeah, she wants to stay with her dad.
She wants to stay with her dad.
She's a daddy's girl.
She's wearing these ridiculously low-cut blue pants that are just out of this world. Mm-hmm. They go to the crab shack, crab lobster shack.
Yep.
And Holly is there with the gang. And mm-hmm. they're super weird. Like, Holly's like, sup, Coop? And Marissa's like, sup, Hall?
Well, because she was just making out with her boyfriend an episode ago.
Yeah,
so,
but she doesn't know that. It's because of the dad situation.
Yeah, also
more
that.
Of that.
Yeah. Stealing all of Holly's parents' money.
Yikes.
Yes.
Ryan and Marissa have a little bit of a tiff.
Super weird. And it's also, so Marissa, weird. You weren't fucking dating him. Like, don't be rude.
She basically, he's like, hey, like, he says something to her, and then she's like, I don't even remember. Because I remember just watching him being like, this is so stupid.
Yeah.
Like, they just have a tiff, and she's like,
yeah, I just wrote, she's rude.
She's just rude. She's just rude to him and basically is like, yeah, you seemed a little preoccupied or like you were a little busy.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah.
It's dumb.
Not his fault.
No.
But continue. Oh, and then Seth is listening in and he said, I hear like a wolf. Is that a
I have ears like a wolf.
Common...
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, he's listening in and I said, God, Holly's the worst in all caps.
Holly is the worst because she's starting hitting on Luke. Mm-hmm. Like Marissa... did Marissa leave or something? Like, I don't think she did, but, like, Holly and Luke... Yeah, Marissa leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm. I just put God, Holly's the worst. I have no reason
She's
why.
The worst. I think Marissa leaves to go...
Oh, you know what it is? It's because she doesn't have any more room in her car, and Summer's like, come on, because Coop's not going anymore.
Oh, no. I was thinking about...
No.
She starts hitting on Luke at the restaurant.
Oh, does she really?
She's, like, up... Oh. They're up against, yeah, yeah. like, the lobster
yeah, yeah.
thing.
She's like, you know what happens in Mexico, you know, stays in Mexico.
Oh,
and he's
God,
like,
no, that's Las Vegas.
Yep.
I would know.
It's both. But yes, now I got you. That's what she says.
So did Marissa leave, and then that's when they start...
Yeah, I think she was upset because of the Ryan thing, and she
pissed
out.
Right. She was like, because...
Sorry, listeners, if Haley didn't cut this out, it's a weird pause because there was some sort of whale that we've heard.
I don't know.
Maybe an animal or a human.
A ghost.
I hear like a wolf.
Anyway, so Marissa leaves. She leaves the crab lobster shack and probably because she had that tip with Ryan.
Yep.
And Holly and Luke are standing by like the lobster tank and she's like touching him with her like French manicure.
With
and
her
she's,
horrible
like,
hair.
And her horrible hair and her horrible style. And she's just like, he's like, no, I'm trying to get back with Marissa. And she's like, Marissa's not even going.
Yep.
And what happens in Mexico, like, stays in Mexico.
And, yeah. She says, I'll give you a week. Like, you'll miss me or something. Was that mm-hmm. episode? Yeah.
Yeah, she says, great. I'll give you a week. You'll miss me. It's awful.
Later.
So Seth's, as we mentioned before, is eavesdropping and he hears that Summer doesn't have a ride anymore because Coop's not going. And he offers her a ride.
Mm-hmm.
And she Love accepts. It.
So then the next morning, they're getting ready to leave. Mm-hmm. Overcarrying Sandy is like, did you do this? Did you do this? Do you remember our phone number?
And
he
goes,
yes,
that.
Dad, I remember our phone number.
I love how overprotective he is. He's like, you got this? You got this?
You got your antihistamines?
He comes out and Summer's sitting there with like this little handkerchief and like her white jeans and her pink halter
she
top.
She looks so cute in her halter top, white capris, and bandana, little headband.
Ridiculous.
Sandy says, she's hot stuff,
she's hot
son.
Stuff, son.
Great.
He's like, oh, Summer, I didn't know you liked comic books. And she's like, comic books?
What?
Ew.
Yeah.
She decides that she's going to try to get Marissa to go.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
This scene is really...
Upsetting?
It's upsetting because she goes over there and Marissa's like, no, like, I'm going to stay and hang out with my dad. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy is obviously trying to get her out of the house because he doesn't want her to be there when he's packing up his stuff. Because
he has a great plan.
But he tells her...
I can't take care of both of us?
I can't take care of both of us.
What the fuck, Jimmy?
He's like, I have other plans. And she was like, oh, well, like, I thought that maybe, like, we could hang out. He's like, I can't take care of both of us. That is what that's what parenting is, you fucking idiot.
Yep.
I could not. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It really upsets me.
Yeah.
Also communicate with her damn child. She's 16. She's not 5.
She's 16.
You can tell her that
just
some
awful.
Shit's going down.
So he's a mess.
Yep.
And so she decides to go to TJ.
Yeah. And this episode cements my love for Summer because she's in the car and she's like, Vamanos, we're going to TJ.
she's so cute in this episode. She's so
car
damn cute.
Car banter is crushing it. Yeah.
We were remiss to, we didn't bring up, so Sandy has the interview.
Oh, yeah.
He meets Bonnie Somerville, as you mentioned before, Rachel.
Rachel.
And they have a nice, like, repartee. You know, she's like this young, hot, former PD or... Yeah. I don't know. She used to work in the circuit with him. I don't watch enough Law and Order to know what any of that means. But they wanted him because of the work that he did with Jimmy, that he was able to get Jimmy
a deal and all of this shit,
which was very impressive.
No one is going to touch him, and they're like, wow, he's ballsy as fuck.
Right.
Like, we want him.
So they were like,
here.
We want him.
Yeah, yeah.
They're having a good, like, tete-a-tete about it all, you know, and he's like, I don't want to. You get to start to thinking that maybe he is interested.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm just here for the meal. And she's like, I'm sorry, you're not going to get a meal. You're just going to get a really great pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, ugh, all right.
Yeah. Jimmy gets an apartment because Kirsten offers help with her realtor, so they get him an apartment, and she's over there helping him paint
to get it ready. Yeah.
Seth and Summer, the Fab Four,
yes,
the Core Four, Core Four, are on their way to TJ in the Range Rover.
Mm-hmm.
Seth and Summer are bickering.
It's amazing.
It is.
Eight is the new 70. Who gets passed by a van full of nuns? Well, they have Jesus on their side.
It's so... Yeah. We can play... I don't know. Did you have any scenes that you want to play?
I have. That one is the first one that I've marked. Yeah. And she, like, makes fun of Holly's driving. And he's like, that's weirdly insulting to your own gender. All right. Let me see.
We should be there in, like, 3 hours.
The GPS says the ETA is 3.5.
Well, that's because someone drives like an old woman.
I'm going 70 to 65.
80 is the new 70.
What? Who talks like that?
Who gets passed by a van full of nuts? Oh, wait, Cohen does.
Well, they have God on their side, Summer, okay? I'm not going to be Jesus.
I'm going to call Holly and see how far ahead of us they are. And she's
That's weirdly insulting to your own gender.
Not as insulting as it is to you.
Point taken.
And then Ryan and Marissa have some just awkwardness in the backseat.
It's so awkward.
Yeah.
I like the quote that she says about Death Cab.
Oh, yeah, I didn't keep playing. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No,
She's like, it's more like one guitar
and a whole lot of complaining. It is.
She says, do not insult Death Cab.
So fucking funny. Yeah. I love that bit.
This whole scene is amazing.
It's really fun. And basically.
Then they get into a fucking car accident.
They get into a car accident because they are bickering and he's driving really slow and he's like, all right. We're going to leave Summer here. We're going to just drop her off.
She's like, no.
And she pulls the car and, like, they basically run off the road.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Ridiculous.
They broke an axle doing it.
I don't know what that means in car speak.
It's basically the I don't want to say a pole. For layman's terms, it's like the pole that connects the two wheels together.
Oh, okay.
It's like that thing
that
helps you.
That's rough.
Yeah.
I know nothing about cars.
Yeah, yeah.
So they end up in the middle of nowhere. At, like, a cringy, gross motel.
Do you have to pay extra for the pubes?
So gross.
Yeah.
I've definitely stayed in hotels like that before.
I just wrote this banter and writing is so spitfire. I can't even keep up with these notes. It's so good.
This episode is very, very fast-paced, which I love. I like the sort of, like, screwball comedy of, like, the two of them, especially. They are very, like...
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like, Rachel and Sandy are kind of like that, too.
Yeah. I think that's what makes it feel so fast because that's happening. And then, like, Jimmy and Kirsten have a... comfortability,
yes.
And like a rapport too. So we have all these people that are very, very comfortable with each other.
Yeah.
Just like bantering.
Yeah.
Like there's no lulls. There's no dramatic pauses really.
Yeah.
Until towards the end. But
Sandy comes home after the interview and Kirsten's just drinking some red wine in the kitchen. And they have this really interesting conversation. And a healthy conversation, in a way.
Is that when the surfboard is
there?
So
the surfboard is there.
And she's like, you must have let him down easy.
Right. And he has not let them down.
Yeah.
So it kind of turns into this conversation about, like, power dynamics in their relationship.
He says, you have all the money.
She does have all the money.
And then she says, you have all the ideals.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's what makes us so great.
Which is so interesting. Because, like... I don't know if you want to play it. I don't know. This is a very interesting scene to me.
Yeah.
Just because, like, it's, they have such a good marriage, but then he kind of basically is like, you like it because I don't make any money and you don't want to be like, I'm the only thing keeping you from being Julie Cooper.
From feeling like these women.
Yeah.
And she's like, she makes some off the cuff remark about like buying groceries next week. And he's like, do not insult me.
You're not seriously considering taking this job, are you?
The salary they offered me is outrageous.
Since when have you ever been swayed by a paycheck? This family has all the money it needs.
Yeah, except, of course, it's your money.
It's our money.
No, not really.
Well, unless you want to buy the Lakers or a Caribbean island.
No, it's not about buying stuff. Although, you know, Aruba would be nice. guys. It's about contributing. And I have an opportunity here.
Yeah, to work for people that you hate. You're always referring to those places as evil empires controlled by corporate interests, owned by the man.
Well, I tend to be hyperbolic, you know that. It goes with the territory.
Same.
The office is your life. I don't want to see you give that up so you can buy groceries the next week.
Don't belittle this. I think balance is important.
You don't think we have balance?
No, we don't. You have all the money.
And you have all the ideals.
You like that I don't make a lot of money.
What?
That's what makes us different from all these other families. Oh. All these other women you never wanted to be, married to their investment bankers and their CEOs. As long as I haven't sold out, you haven't sold out.
That's not true.
Oh, come on, face it. The only thing that keeps you from feeling like Julie Cooper is me. But hey. Just an offer.
Kirsten, ooh. Just mouth agape.
Woo. So that's happening.
Yeah. So meanwhile, in the adult drama, yikes.
It's really interesting. It's like he's feminist Sandy Cohen here, you know, because we kind of brought, like, yeah, that's our, like, one of our things.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, not at the same time.
Yeah.
But I guess if it is, like, about balance, like, he wants to be able to, mm-hmm, provide for the family, but she was literally like, we have all the money we need. Like, how, yeah, rich are they?
It's a valid question.
How much money?
They probably have a lot. Well, and he does make the point, too, that, like, I mean, maybe this is just him trying to justify his decision, but, mm-hmm, that he'll be able to do more pro bono work,
yeah,
with this office,
yeah,
because of blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And so, like, he's like, well, I'll still be, like, making a difference. Like, it'll still be good, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think as much as he defended himself before with Jimmy about saying, like, I think there's more to providing for family than money,
yeah,
I think we can feel that way and we can say those things to people, but I think that those are the kinds of conversations that can get under your skin. And I feel like there's, like, some deep stuff that's in there maybe with Sandy that, like, Jimmy, you know what I mean? That Jimmy, mm-hmm, like, got to, like, yeah, a little soft spot in there. And so then now he's like, oh, and then also this place is offering me this job and maybe I should take it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Who knows?
Who knows?
You know what else? Who knows what kind of snack to get from this damn vending machine?
Do we want ding dongs?
Or cheese sticks?
Or cheese sticks. And what are cheese sticks?
Cheese sticks?
Like, is it the cheese, like the little bread sticks that you dip in the cheese?
I imagine.
Or could they just not get rights to Cheetos?
Oh, good question.
Either way, Ryan and Marissa cannot choose.
Yeah.
Because Marissa's being a little bitch.
She really is.
She's like, I don't know.
I don't know, and I don't care. And I don't care that I walked in on you with some girl.
And it's like, whoa,
woman.
Hey.
She's like, actually, I think she was a woman.
They're at a vending machine and outside the motel, and, yeah, and she's basically just railing on him. And then at the end of this conversation, she's like,
ding dong.
Do you ever wonder why I came to see you in the pool house that night?
Yep.
And he says, every day.
Yep.
Damn.
And then I don't remember if she says anything next, but then he says, like, now's your chance. Fucking tell me.
Yeah.
Or whatever, however he says it.
And then she says,
nothing.
She says, cheese sticks. I hate ding dongs.
Okay. Yeah.
Because,
and I was just,
she could have cleared the air right
that's
mm-hmm. fucking there.
I literally was
but
like,
she
God
doesn't because she's
it,
so stupid. Oh,
just tell
Marissa
him how you feel. Ryan is the best. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
But she has no model behavior for that in her home.
Great movie.
I know. I was literally just talking about it the other day. Because, you know, Ariana Grande has the Thank You Next
yes.
video.
Yes, thank you.
On Twitter. Next. Which, if you follow us on Twitter.
Yes.
At Ham and Jams. Mm-hmm. There was the Thank You Next. What
like,
was it?
The
thing where
the
like,
meme,
what are your
essentially
four
going
movies?
Right, yeah,
and
yeah.
I did a decom edition where
it was,
where
it
was
so
My Date with the President's Daughter.
Uh-huh, great one.
Model Behavior.
Yep.
Wish Upon a Star.
Yep.
And Xenon Girl of the 21st
yep.
Century.
All amazing. All amazing picks.
Model Behavior ref. Okay, great. So they go to sleep, right?
No. So
no,
Summer
oh,
comes
sorry,
out of the bathroom. She's wearing this cute little nightie.
So cute.
And she tells Seth, you make a move, I rip out your jugular.
Yeah. I love angry, aggressive, threatening Summer. That's like
I
my
do
favorite
too, which
thing
is like
her.
Really bad, but like and I love her so much.
In my day-to-day life, I use a phrase that she says later about rage blackouts.
Yeah.
I constantly
yes.
use that. Yeah.
Ryan and Marissa are walking back to the room.
Marissa gets a phone call.
Marissa gets a phone call from Jimmy, who tells her that they're getting a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Marissa comes back in, and they lay down on the bed,
mm-hmm.
and there's this really, like, the pull-out bed. There's a really interesting shot of this aerial shot of like all four of them.
Yeah.
Like Seth and Summer on the bed and Ryan and Marissa on the bed. And they're all like
so far away from each other.
They're all so far away from each other. It's a really interesting shot.
Yeah. I agree. Also regarding that phone call, just real quick, I wrote Jamie's phone call, dad's leaving while she's gone. And I was like, yet another Ryan Marissa parallel with shitty parents, because like he came home to no one.
Yeah.
And like if he had not called, like it's he's abandoning, they're just abandoning their children.
They're just abandoning their children on the
so,
show.
So sad day. I do think that Ryan is better than Marissa, but they still got those parallels.
They do. Marissa wakes up to Ryan's arms.
Snuggling.
Like snuggling on her by accident.
Yeah.
Accident. Wink, wink.
Probably.
So, they're kind of like friends now because of that.
Yeah, I get. Because they like kind of like feelings and stuff.
They like feelings and stuff. And meanwhile, Seth and Summer are in the diner.
That shot and scene is so good.
It's so good. It's a little bit of a visual scene, so we won't. We don't have to play a clip. Yeah, we can if we want to.
They're like reading the newspaper at the same time, like lifting their coffee cups at the same time, grabbing toast at the same time.
It's very cute.
It's amazing.
They are talking like an old married couple, and he's kind of like, I think you like me a little bit.
Yeah.
I think you like me a little bit. And let me give you exhibit A, the time you kissed me in the backyard at my grandpa's birthday party.
Yeah.
And she basically like threatens him. She's like, if you say anything else, I'll fucking, which isn't like fucking, but she's like, I'll put this,
fork into your eye.
Directly into your eye.
Yeah.
And it's because she suffers from
rage blackouts,
which don't we all?
I love it. I say that to people all the time.
They all decide, the core four, to go to TJ.
Yeah, well,
they were thinking about going home when Marissa tells them.
Yeah, because
her parents are getting a divorce.
And Summer hugs her because she like just intunes it. She's really like, sweet. What's going on? And she's like, yeah, your parents are getting divorced. I'm speaking as a child of divorce. Like, you need to go have some fun.
Yeah.
Is what she says to her.
It's really sweet. Yeah. So they decide we get to TJ. They like check into their hotel. We don't see that scene. But it's such a like set. Like, it's such a like back lot. Like, we're in Mexico, and we wouldn't know we were in Mexico if we didn't hear a fucking car horn play La Cucaracha. I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
People, like, running around in ponchos and shit. It was ridiculous.
I love Summer's outfit, though. Her, like, little belly Summer peasant looks, shirt
I
with her
love
jeans,
the peasant shirt.
Crossbody, like, brown bag,
I love this outfit.
It's really good.
So Marissa and Ryan are, like, friends now. Like, they've bonded a little bit. They're, like, cool.
Yeah.
So they all are kind of, like, walking around. Summer's going to go get her stepmom painkillers because in Tijuana you can just apparently just go to any pharmacy and be like, yo, what's up, can I have this and this and this and this, and they'll just give it to you. So she's gonna get her, so Seth and Summer are gonna go do that, and I guess Brian and Marissa kind of like follow them too. Back in Newport, Kirsten is at Jimmy's apartment helping him spruce some stuff up. Jimmy asks Kirsten if she ever has any doubts about her and Sandy.
Yep.
And she says, we have our issues. And he's like, do you ever think about what we'd be like if we ended up together? And she's like, sometimes.
I just wrote in all caps, this conversation is so uncalled
for. It's so uncalled for.
And uncomfortable.
It's so uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable. And she comes down from the ladder because she's been painting.
Yeah.
And she like kind of falls a little bit, and he catches her, puts his arm around her waist, and then he kisses her. And she does not reciprocate.
No.
She does not. It was a great acting choice because she literally was just like, no.
Yeah.
Like, her mouth
is like
pursed.
Dead.
Like, it's dead.
Yeah. And then she bends and like, grabs her shit and is like, I'm leaving. And he's like, I'm so sorry. And she's like, I have to go.
Big yikes.
I'm not going to say it's okay. I'm
not
going to whatever. Like, she's just hell out.
It's not okay. It's very messy. Jimmy's such a fucking mess. Back in TJ.
This club scene is bananas.
This club scene is so good.
But I did write on here, I was like, this club scene is bananas. Have you been to Mexico, Haley? Which we established
you have not.
Been to
Mexico.
And I was
I
went to Cabo. This is exactly the environment. I danced... Mom, if you're listening.
Sorry.
We've talked about this before. I've danced like on a bar in Mexico where they're like, people are hanging underwear like on the roof.
What the fuck?
And you're like, yeah. And they're,
Crazy. I've never been. I would like to go.
Like, guns of things in your mouth. And
see, that's happening
people
on the show. And I was going to ask about that.
Floor. It's insane.
Like, because I was like, they're just walking in. It's like kind of crazy. It's like probably the middle. I guess it's not the middle of the day anymore. It's night.
No, but that shit happens like starting at like 4
they're
p.m.
all like 16. It's truly wild. It looks like they're at this, the club is called the Boom Boom. Boom Boom Club.
Amazing.
And the core four get there and they're all like kind of having fun, like laughing with each other. And Holly comes up behind Luke and says, come on, Luke, back that ass up.
I sure fuck Holly.
Fuck Holly. So he decides to go and back that ass up on her on the dance floor. And they're all taking shots and having fun.
I love authentic Mexican culture.
I love authentic Mexican culture, Seth says, which, like, you know, is hilarious because, of course, it's not. Marissa and Ryan are on the dance floor. They're kind of just, like, looking at each other, like, laughing because they're probably a little drunk. And then they turn around and they see
Luke and Holly.
Luke and Holly making out.
And then, boom, commercial break.
Commercial break.
We're back.
Yikes.
Drama.
Lots of drama.
Marissa, everyone knows. Everyone. Now you do too. Which, Holly, if everyone knows and you knew.
Yeah, you should have said something.
She is your friend.
Yeah, you should have said something.
You weren't going to tell her about all these, like, college girls and girls from this school.
Right. Apparently he hooks up with, like, freshman girls,
what
girls
kind
from college.
Of friend
like,
are you?
Just.
Yuck.
Big yikes.
Yeah. And Summer is hella defensive. Oh, thank God.
I love Summer. She's like, oh, you little slut. She like starts to like.
Her parents are getting divorced, you bitch.
Yeah. And like Seth has to like grab her around the waist and like keep her from like attacking Holly.
Yes.
And of course, like Luke tries to go after Marissa and Ryan punches him because it's
like
not an episode
fight.
Of the OC unless Ryan's punching somebody.
Right. Except last episode where no punching
no
happened.
No punching happened.
But there was some sex stuff.
Yeah.
They substituted that.
They go to the hotel.
Yeah, they're searching for Marissa because she's run out. And they're like, you check the streets. Like, I'm going to go back to the hotel trying to find Marissa.
Yeah, so they go to the hotel. She does find Marissa.
Yeah.
She's, like, crying. And Summer's like, it's fine. Like, I'll call the boys. And she's like, don't call them. I don't want to see them. And then she's like, okay, well, let me go freshen up. And then, like, let's go to dinner. But Marissa has taken
the pills.
Mrs. Roberts' painkillers and run away.
Right. And I feel like missed opportunity for, I think Marissa needs to take some responsibility, but there's a missed opportunity here with Summer where they were talking about like, we can go home, like it's fine. And she's like, I can't go home. Like, I can't go anywhere. Like I have no one.
It's like you have your best friend literally right in front of you, but okay.
Agreed. And I feel that way. But then that is a missed opportunity where I feel like Summer could be like, you have me, honey, or whatever. But she doesn't say that. And she's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom and leave my purse open with these pills.
No, it's dumb. It's dumb.
It's definitely like a TV situation, but I'm just saying for any friends out there who may have friends who have feelings, you should maybe let them know that they're not alone.
Yeah,
when
definitely do that.
Very dark.
Yes, friends are very important.
Be a good
wonderful.
Friend, guys.
Be a good friend.
But also,
the Newport Beach babes tell you, be a good friend.
And take care of yourself mentally.
Take care of yourself. Go to Tijuana if you want, but like, don't take painkillers when you're down there.
Yes.
It doesn't end up well for anyone in the situation.
She's gone. She goes to the empty ass bar.
And so watching this morning was really hard because I was like half alive and
you weren't feeling great.
I wasn't feeling great. And like watching it, where she's like taking the pills and it's like the camera.
Taking with a shot too.
And
that song that's playing is so
it's
good
super,
and weird.
It's good and weird.
It goes well with, like, the tone of it.
The sequence is really, really good because it's, like, the boys and Summer are, like, trying to find her in these crowded streets and they're screaming her name and she's, like, getting sweatier and sweatier and, like, more fucked up at this dark and, like, dingy dive bar and this, like, really dark song is playing. I actually Shazammed it because I had to figure out, like,
what it was. It's really interesting. It's a really atmospheric song.
Yeah,
it's fascinating to me.
Let me see.
While you look for that, just to get out of the seriousness here, this like sweaty stumbling / almost vomiting Misha reminds me of her as the little poisoned girl in The Sixth Sense. Because like just like physically she looks like that.
It's true.
And
I
was
like,
I wonder if this is an homage.
The song is Going Under, / Evil Love and Insanity Dub.
Yikes.
By Rockers Hi-Fi.
Wow.
It's very dark.
Yeah.
It's a very dark scene. And it was hard to watch.
Yeah.
It's just bleak. It's just bleak. Mm-hmm. Cut back to Newport.
Yeah.
Sandy has accepted the job.
Yeah. He says, if I did take this job. And she's like, you already took it.
Yeah.
And he was like,
he did. He took the job.
And then they said, here's the other thing, though, that I will say. He says, to a new season, which I think is like in the show, like, ha ha ha, like, to a new season of, like, our lives, Sandy and Kirsten. But I wonder if this is the point where they're like, we're going to get a season 2 of The OC, so we have to have Sandy do this, like, life-changing thing.
Maybe.
To get some more drama.
I mean, it's early enough, though.
Like,
I don't know.
To a new season of The OC.
Maybe.
We're renewed.
I don't know.
Could be.
Maybe. It could be. It's pretty early for a renewal, but I don't. But that is an interesting.
I wrote it and that. I was yeah, like, I fun. Wonder if it was like a
like a wink.
Yeah, a little wink in the writer's room.
We're back in TJ.
And we're BRB curling up in an alley.
She leaves the bar because some guys like start walking towards her, and it's very menacing and like weird.
And I think that's just she's interpreting it like that.
She's interpreting it
because I feel like
that, yeah.
They're just going up to get a drink.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's
so fucked up. Yeah. So she leaves the bar. She's like walking outside. She's like, Mom, I got.
Yeah.
She ends up in an alley, and they find her.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan picks her up and carries her to Into Dust by Mazzie Star, which I've talked about before. It's the same song from the pilot.
That repeat visual,
and
though.
That's the end of this episode.
Did Marissa die?
No.
We'll find out next week on the Newport Beach Babes.
Come back next week to find out if one of the main characters of the show died.
Abercrombie. Well, this is the Abercrombie conversation all over again. Yeah, everyone dies eventually. Haley.
Oh
shut
yeah,
up.
yeah. I'm spoiling a show that aired 12 years ago.
You know what? We have some new listeners.
That's
Haley.
True. That's true. I've never. I'll cut this out.
Good. Good. Good.
What's your takeaway from Tijuana? You got anything else you want to talk about from the escape?
I think the only thing that I would like to say is, may I please see a lady's worsted nylon bathing suit? It's a very useful phrase.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.